This week in the podcast for new all-age comic books for the week of June 12, 2019, let's check out two comics from Disney, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, plus Marvel Action Spider-Man, Star Trek Transformers, Plants vs. Zombies, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thank you for checking out the podcast this week for the new all-age comic books for the week of June 12, 2019. Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. How are you? We're on Twitter. It's at Daddy Mojo. If you want to reach us, you can also email us. It's Trey, T-R-E-Y, at DaddyMojo.net. Now, let's talk Disney. Disney Comics, they have a lot of comic books. And here's the scene about this, about a lot of the Disney comics, is that they're really interesting for those folks that like certain segments of Disney. And, you know, you've got those folks that dig all things Disney. And that's cool. But you've also got folks that like Frozen. There's a Frozen comic book just for those Disney kids. Disney kids being like 9 and up, relatively speaking. And there's this one. This is Disney Comics and Stories. This costs a little more because I think it comes out quarterly, or at least bi-monthly. And it's $5.99. Yeah, so it's kind of an expensive comic book. It has new stories in the U.S. that have been previously released overseas, usually in Europe. So the stories are new. The artwork is great. But here's the thing on this one. Our now 7-year-old loves all things Disney. Loves Disney. But he wasn't a fan of this comic book for some reason. It could be because it requires a lot of reading. And his reading abilities really aren't there yet. The reading abilities for this one are more on par with a 9-year-old or even a 10-year-old. The art is great. Like the first issue number 5 of Disney Comics and Stories has Goofy and Mickey running from what appears to be a large plant-eating thing. So check it out. It's 3 different stories that have never been seen in the U.S., so if you've got an early reader or a kid in upper elementary that likes to read and likes Disney, check out this bi-monthly comic book. I think it's bi-monthly from IDW Publishing. It's Disney Comics and Stories, and it's $5.99. However, if it's more of a safer bet and your kids like more contemporary Disney, that's just inside like the Disney Pixar mainframe, check this out, because this is awesome. This is Disney Pixar The Incredibles 2, Secret Identities 3. Now, this is an original story arc that's set after Incredibles 2. So you kind of have to be down with The Incredibles to like this, but The Incredibles, both 1 and 2, was a great movie. Jack-Jack and all those other characters in the film, it was really fun, and it exceeded what we thought it would be, because we were casual fans of The Incredibles, but liked The Incredibles 2 a lot more, and apparently so did the box office. One site we check out often for that is Box Office Mojo. Great site. If you ever want to research how well a movie is doing or how well a movie did relative to some of its contemporaries or its history, check out Box Office Mojo, and you can really kind of dig into how a box office does both in the U.S. and overseas. It's global box office, everything. It includes production value, so you can kind of break it down if you're a finance wonk and say, well, it looks like it made money, but it really didn't. Back to Disney Pixar The Incredibles 2, Secret Identities. This is full color, 32 pages. It's a miniseries. I think there are 4 issues in this, so we're next to the last issue in this from Dark Horse, and it's great. The reading level on this is going to be slightly easier, too, than the aforementioned Disney comic. So whereas 9 years old would be needed for that, I'll see even our 7-year-old would be keen on this because it's a little easier to read. There are more sight words, and he would dig it more. It's Disney Incredibles 2, Secret Identities. This is issue number 3 in a miniseries from Dark Horse Comics. Did you see Goosebumps 2? This was a movie that really flew under radar for us. We did not see it in theaters. We recently saw it on Netflix, and it really surpassed our expectations. It was a great movie, and it reminded us of how cool Goosebumps, as an intellectual property, is, because kids like it. Much like adults, kids want to be scared just a little bit. Just a little bit. And that's what Goosebumps does really well, is it scares kids just a little bit. And that's what this comic book from IDW Publishing does. This is a mini-series, Goosebumps Horrors of the Witch House. This is issue number 2. Costs $3.99. The art is great. It's very kid-friendly. The dialogue is great. And it's going to be great for ages 8 and up, with age-appropriate spooks that will carry on through early... Yeah, I'll say it'll carry on through early middle school. So those upper middle school kids probably won't dig it, but those middle elementary school kids through early middle school kids, they will dig it, because it's got enough scares to where it'll spook them a little bit, but they know it's all in good fun. It's Goosebumps Horrors of the Witch House, and it comes out this week. Some people will like this. I'll say some people, because the folks who like Archie and Riverdale, they're their own certain people. You can't really convince people. They kind of have to be soft-pedaled into Riverdale. And that's what this does. It's Jughead Time Police. And this is one thing Archie Comics does really well. They take their characters and they put them just outside of their comfort zone, or just outside where you think they should go, and it brings in new fans. Like, we've had Archie versus the Predator, Archie versus any number of folks that shouldn't exist in Riverdale. Except this one has Jughead traveling back through time because he lost a baking competition. You would think it would be a hamburger eating competition, I know. But apparently Jughead is quite the culinary artist, and he lost a baking contest. So he goes back through time. How he was smart enough to figure out to create a time machine is a little behind me. But you know what? That's cool. This is going to be great for kids who are down with Riverdale, down with Jughead, down with Archie, who are in middle elementary school and up. And I'll leave that kind of "and up" as a trailing series of dots, because that could be kids all the way up through early high school. Our kids don't really like Riverdale or Archie. They just don't. And that's cool. When I was a kid, I liked Archie. I liked it for a little bit. It's neat. We still have actually some of the old school Archies, the ones that cost like 30 cents back in the late 70s. We got some of those here. Jughead Time Police. This is a miniseries from Tracy Yardley from Sonic. If you're a fan of Sonic, you may dig some of that. So check it out. Gives you a vibe into what it's all about. Now this one, if we had like a 500 behemoth of the week, these next two would be it for a number of reasons, because every kid we know, slight exaggeration, but most of the kids we know who are in elementary school, who are 8 and up, love this intellectual property. It's Plants vs. Zombies, and this was a great monthly comic book a couple of years ago from Dark Horse, and they stopped the monthly comics, which is cool because, you know, true to their word, they said, we're going to stop the monthly version, but we're going to keep doing some original graphic novels. And that's what they've done. I think this is the second original, could be the third, original graphic novel since the monthly comic book ended. And it's great. If you're a fan of Plants vs. Zombies, you'll continue to love it. If you're not sure what to get your kid in second grade and up what to read, and you want to get them to read, check out Plants vs. Zombies, because it's great. We go to when school is in session, we go to our child's elementary school quite often to hang out in the library, to help with the teachers, to do whatever. And this comic book, these graphic novels, they are always checked out. When they're in the library, they're torn to shreds because kids always want to read them. They're down with the video games. But what happened with our kid, our 9-year-old, he started with the video games. A year and a half ago. He started with the video games and then went full on into the graphic novels, because this was after the monthly comic book ended. And he just went into it. So he has I think he has 10. This is the 13th graphic novel. He has 10 of the 13. Most of those 10 being the comic books, and they're great stuff. It really is. This is full color, 88 pages, and it's priced to sell at only $10 from Paul Tobin, Kat Ferris, and Heather Breckel. But this is great stuff. It really is. If you're not down with this, check it out as a graphic novel because it's flat out fabulous. The other thing that we're super pumped for this week is this one. And this one is one of the great all-age comic books because I go back to buying comic books as a kid after the dentist appointment. That was unfortunately how we always went. So you would think I would have a negative connotation about comic books, but I don't. It's quite positive, and we still have them here. This one is incredibly positive. It's Marvel Action Spider-Man, and this is a monthly series from IDW Publishing. It's from this particular issue is issue 5 in this series. It's from Eric Burnham, Christopher Jones, and it's great. Kraven joins the fray, the hunting fray, as it were. You've got Spider-Gwen, Miles Morales, and Peter Parker in the same universe, at the same school, interning at the same place. It weaves it all together in such a masterclass in all-age comic books. It does it because the action is great, the story is great, and it manages to do all of this without watering down so middle school kids won't roll their eyes and say, what a load of diaper-ridden stuff this is. This is for my baby brother who's 2 years old. That's not the case, because our 7-year-old can look at this and say, it's got action, I want to read it. Our 9-year-old reads it, and it is great fun. It really is. And you can check out Marvel Action Spider-Man this week. It's brand new, but if you see some of the Marvel Action titles from IDW, they still have the same imprint, but they may have a different vibe, like maybe Avengers, Black Panther, a couple others. Great stuff, one of the comics of the week. Next up, this one from Marvel Comics. This is great for a couple of reasons. A, it's only $1. Yeah, it reprints a classic Spider-Man tale from, it looks like, I'm guessing the early 70s. And it kind of stings a little bit because I remember, it can't be the early 70s, and it must be the mid 70s, because I remember seeing this for sale on one of my aforementioned trips back from the dentist. This reprints the first appearance of Morbius. That's the vampire with abs of steel and should have been played by Wesley Snipes. This reprints that origin story, and it's only $1. And it's a full comic back from the mid-70s. It's great. The art, you will love it. And this whole series, man, check out any of the True Believers comics. If you're a fan of comics, or if you want to dig into something that's $1 that could maybe teach the kids about art or the way comics were when you were a kid back in the mid-70s, mid-80s, early 90s, because these True Believers comics from Marvel Comics, they'll take any classic storyline from Marvel Comics and reprint them for only $1. Like, case in point, I think there are 3 or 4 True Believers out this week. This series, kind of sad, Panda, you know, don't mean to be a downer here, but this series is ending in 5 issues. So why talk about it? I talk about it because it really is one of the great all-age comic books you can pick up any month and be ridiculously entertained for those kids in upper elementary school and up. And similar to Marvel Action, the Spider-Man title, this one, it accomplishes a lot on a slightly older level just because it's more intelligent. And it's slightly kind of more ethereal. It's Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, after all that pratter, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, issue number 45. This comic is awesome from Marvel Comics because it's so strange and just slightly different. It really is weird. Squirrel Girl has the powers of a squirrel, but she's also a teen. And the result is a comic unlike anything other. We often compare it to Deadpool, except whereas Deadpool is utterly graphic, quite violent, and something that our kids, frankly, won't get into. And truth be told, our children do not like Squirrel Girl. I really like it. Who is Squirrel Girl going to appeal to? I'll say upper elementary through middle school, and maybe even some high school kids, because it is it's very funny, but it's not funny on the surface. You kind of have to read into it, know the character, know how they think, and then you get the jokes. It is a fabulous comic book. Check out any of the graphic novels. Issue number 45 is a War of the Realms tie-in, and you say to yourself, I'm not following that miniseries, I'm not going to get it. I say Bull Hockey, because you can pick up any issue of Unbeatable Squirrel Girl and be entertained, because it's its own entity. Case in point, this one, it interacts with the greater MCU in Marvel Comics, in the comic book world. But it's utterly Squirrel Girl, and quite original, and you'll love it. Star Trek versus Transformers. We loved this miniseries. We got all five or all six issues when it came out recently in late 2018, early 2019. It's great because it combines the 60s era kitsch and fun of Star Trek with the Transformers universe if it took place back in the late 60s, early 70s. It is a great comic book. It's one of the greatest mashups of entities that you wouldn't think would have worked. Kind of like Archie versus Punisher. If you ever read that graphic novel or that miniseries, that was great, because you would think that those two would not exist well in the same universe, but they did. Just like this one, Star Trek versus Transformers. This is the trade paperback from IDW Publishing. It retails for $18, and it's ridiculously entertaining for moms and dads. Yeah, this is one of the ones for moms and dads, because I thought our 9-year-old would like this because he likes Transformers to an extent. He is not down with Star Trek, but the art in this and the humor was so much that I was like, oh, our 9-year-old is going to dig this. He really is. But he didn't. So I ended up buying them for myself. It's a great, great trade paperback, though, for, I'll say, you know what, ages 10 and up. The content is going to be great for ages 9 and up, because they'll be able to read it. There's not going to be anything graphic or anything weird or violent about it. But the memories of Star Trek may be better aligned with adult readers, just because that's the way it works. But content-wise, it's going to be great for ages 8 and up. It's a Star Trek versus Transformers. It's a trade paperback from IDW Publishing. Have you seen the trailer that came out for Jim Henson, The Dark Crystal, the Netflix series that comes out in the fall of 2019? It is gorgeous. It looks like the best mashup between CGI animation and puppetry that's ever been done. Much the way that Missing Link from Laika, which came out early in 2019, much the way that that film combined stop motion, stop animation with CGI, how it was so beautiful and so effortless. Much the way that was done, this series on Netflix looks like it's going to be bonkers. The Dark Crystal, Jim Henson's The Dark Crystals on Netflix, coming out later this year. If you liked that and you say to yourself, I want something now, check this out. It's Jim Henson, Storyteller Sirens. This is a miniseries from Boom Studios, and it's great. They've had a couple Jim Henson Storyteller miniseries out. Giants was one. We got the Giants one, and one other one that escapes us. But just check out Jim Henson Storyteller in the Boom Studios line if you're curious about it, because they're short, standalone miniseries that have beautiful art. I mean, the art is really some of the prettiest that we've seen in comic books. The stories may be a little bit too highbrow for some kids. Our 9-year-old did not like it, didn't like the art. It's very realistic. Fairy Tales, that was the other one. Jim Henson Storyteller, Fairy Tales. That was the one we really liked. In Sirens, the art is the same as the others, in that it's very beautiful, it's realistic, and it may appeal more to older audiences just because it's so real. It's not graphic, per se, but it's very realistically drawn. So who's going to like it? I'll say middle school and up, just because of the art. Content-wise, anybody's going to love it, and it's straight out fabulous. It really is. But Boom Studios does so much great stuff. It's almost one of those go-to publishers. I say that Boom Studios, First Second Books, and closely approaching, nipping on their heels, is IDW Publishing with their Marvel Action imprints. You can almost pick up any one of those three and say, this is going to be a great read for my kid. With Boom Studios, it varies a little bit more because some of their titles might be a little artsier, and this is certainly one of the more artsy ones, but it's gorgeous. If you like art and you like Jim Henson and the legacy of Jim Henson, check out Jim Henson's Storyteller Sirens. It retails for $3.99. What are you reading? Won't you share it with us, please? It's Trey at Daddy Mojo, or tweet us. It's at Daddy Mojo, or hashtag at Daddy Mojo, or All Age Comic Books.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.